Nemours Children's Hospital is starting two of the largest pediatric studies in the country. Researchers are looking for possible links between obesity in children and asthma. They'll also study whether common over-the-counter drugs for acid reflux leave children more prone to infections. It's the first use of a network connecting eight major children's hospitals across the country, sharing patient data. 90.7's health reporter Abe Abaraya spoke with Dr. Terry Finkel, Nemours' chief scientific officer, and the first studies using PEDSnet.
Well, again, I think it's limitless. We, in the first pass, are approaching questions involving obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, and a very rare condition that's a part of congenital heart disease, which is single ventricle. For other diseases like lupus that aren't on our hit list initially, we will bring those on in the next few years. I think diabetes is an obvious one that we have to tackle. And we jumped at it because I saw this as our moonshot, I call it. It was our shot at figuring out how to care for children in a way that will make them healthier and keep them healthier.
Well, explain that too, you know, because many pediatric illnesses are so rare that it's very difficult to study them. So talk a little bit about, you know, why you consider it a moonshot.
That is one of the main reasons we pulled together this network to study those rare diseases where no single physician, no single scientist, no single institution will have enough patients to get definitive answers. Children are complex. They live in different environments. There are all kinds of things that can influence that rare disease. So if you figure something out, how do you know it's going to apply to the whole universe of children with that disease? And what PEDSnet does is by marrying those large institutions and allowing us to pull all of our data, the de-identified data, together, 5 million children are the number that we can currently touch. And we have plans and are beginning to implement those plans so that in the next 3 or 4 years, we'll be able to touch 20 million children across the U.S. So that represents a significant proportion of the pediatric population.
Well, what is PCORNet if people don't know the acronym?
PCORI is the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. And their main goal is to make this national network of institutions so that we can mine data that's already there. We don't have to wait the 5 to 10 years that it takes to recruit patients to answer questions. The data are there. It provides analysts to help analyze those data. These are big data, and so we need people who know how to deal with big data. And it gives us the ability to rapidly turn around answers. It takes about 7 to 21 years, according to different studies, before we know something. After we know something, to get that knowledge to the bedside, to get that knowledge into the community, to the patients who need it.
So how will this shorten that lifespan? That's between 7 to 21 years. And what's maybe the target?
The target is today. The target is to Twitter. I view this as our healthcare Twitter. We're going to get the answers and be able to disperse it immediately to our partners.
Do you ever worry that, you know, having this kind of data in one, you know, repository maybe is, you know, too tempting, you know, a possible hack for someone?
So we've worried about that a lot. And we held up PEDSnet for about 6 months while we could assure ourselves that the central repository was as safe as we could make it. But no data is hack-proof as far as I'm concerned.